Hello again. I'm glad you made another appointment. I've been wanting to see you again. Please, come in and make yourself comfortable. Now, from the call you made last week, you said you wanted to speak about something private. Well, what exactly do you mean? Oh, your sex life. What is it you want to talk about exactly? Does it involve your girlfriend? Are you having trouble pleasuring her? No? So, your sexual relationship with her is healthy? Then, what is it on your mind? You can tell me, I'm your therapist. Anything that's said in this room stays in this room. You can trust me. Your fetishes. Fetishes are a healthy part of sex. As long as both parties consent, your girlfriend doesn't like them. You should talk to her about them if you haven't already. You haven't told her? You can tell me. You aren't comfortable saying them. That's all right, you can write them down. I won't judge you. All done? Good. Now let me read it. Teases, sex at work, public sex, sex with doctors and therapists. Cream pies and dominant women. Alright. Now let's talk about all of this. One of these caught my eye. Sex with doctors and therapists. Now, it's not an uncommon fetish, so you don't need to feel self-conscious about it. Pornography can cause both men and women to develop a fetish like this. Do you watch a lot of porn? So, a few times a week. That's fairly average, actually. Relax. You can tell me anything. Like I said, as a therapist, everything I say to... and everything you say to me is confidential. Now everybody else will know what we do in here. Now let's get back on track. Your doctor fetish. Have you ever had a sexual encounter in a doctor's office? That might also be a source of it. Are you warm in this room? I am. Let me turn on the fan for you. So, what are you staring at, I saw you gawking at me. Do you like the way my tight skirt hugs my thighs, or do you like my big breasts in this tight blouse? It's okay, you can tell me. I think I figured out a way to help your fetish, young man. I can definitely help you there. Oh, you've been wanting this for a long time, haven't you? Your sexy therapist having sex with you. First touching your cock, and then stripping down and giving you a blowjob. Then I fuck you and come on you, just like in the porn you watch. I figure that the only way for you to be comfortable with your fetishes is for you to experience them for yourself. Don't you think that sounds like a good method for treatment? Good boy. Now let's see what we have here. Wow, you're so big. You were right when you said your sexual relationship with your girlfriend was healthy. Your cock is huge and thick. You must love stretching it out, don't you? Do you like making your girlfriend come with your giant dick? Good. You'll get to do that with me soon enough. Take off your pants and take out your dick. It feels good in my hands, doesn't it? You like that, huh? Look at me. In order to be comfortable, you need to be intimate. Studies show that extended eye contact arouses strong emotions and is very important in sex. It creates an intimacy between both partners. Both bodies in perfect harmony. Maybe I should lick the tip? What do you think? What's the matter? Too shy? That's all right, I'll take good care of you. Now, take off my bra. Do that and you'll get a reward. Good boy. Now relax and let me taste you. Very good. Please relax. I'm helping you. This is a normal medical treatment, so loosen up your muscles and lean back in the couch. You like that, don't you, young man? You want me to fuck you now? You can't rush this process. It's a procedure that needs to take its course. So please relax. Alright, that part of the test is over. You feel so big in my mouth. God damn. Now, I need you to do something for me. I have to sit on your face. What you need to do is lick my pussy out. Get me all wet so that I can fuck you hard. Do you think you can do that? Good boy. Now, lay down on the couch. Rest your head on the pillow if you need to. Yes, that's it. Lick my pussy. You know how to lick out a woman, don't you? You have a girlfriend after all. Yes. Right there. Yes. Right on my clit. Yes. Use fingers. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. That's a good boy. Make me come on your face. I'm going to fucking come on your face. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck yes, keep looking. That's a good boy. You know how to treat a woman right. Now it's time for me to treat you right, you naughty boy. I've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. Stick your rock hard dick into my tight west pussy. Oh yes, you feel so good already. Oh yeah, fuck me baby. Your dick is fucking huge. You're stretching me out so much I can barely control myself. Oh yes, fuck me. Grab my tits. Yeah, suck on my nipples. Good boy, I need you to be as deep inside me as possible. It's the only way for the treatment to work properly. You sure do know how to fuck your stud. Harder. Harder. Yes, baby. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me. You need to come inside me. Come inside me. Wow, that was a great fuck. I mean, therapy session. Alright, let's set you up your next appointment. What's good for you? I have an opening at 5 on the 21st. Is that good for you? Good. See you then, maybe.